There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 800-228-0550 to weigh in. First hour, we talked about what is an appropriate common sense level of discussion between a teacher and a student. The rules are murky. The guidelines aren't real clear in some schools. And that leads to a situation in West Fargo where you have a teacher on trial now for an inordinate amount of conversation between a student of his. She alleges that he had sex with her. A jury is deadlocked on that issue right now, although three of the five counts, we now know not guilty was their verdict. And on the other two where they were deadlocked because a juror didn't reveal all the information about herself, there is a legal effort undergoing between the two sides now of what to do, whether this is a mistrial or what happens. Prompts the question, all right, if in fact this is a mistrial, if in fact it's not guilty on all five counts, should this teacher get his job back? And I guarantee you what the teachers union is going to say is, no policies prevent that level of communication, but common sense says, 93 calls between teacher and student in late 2008 and early 2009, five of those calls between an hour and 2 hours long, three calls more than 2 hours long, 23 calls after 10 p.m., six after midnight, including one four-hour call. Did the teacher cross the line? Is that a firing offense? Should he get his job back? Talked about that issue. The wind farm under consideration in Stark County came up. We chatted with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, explaining his position on the difference of opinion between the House and the Senate at the 11th hour of the session regarding the public employees' health care system. And what ought to happen? I have to tell you, on the surface, I'm with the House on this. When you're talking about a huge amount of taxpayer expenditures, and you have a significant change affecting 65,000 people, I would want to make sure they're apples and apples, without question. I think the Senate is saying, that's why we have a PERS board. Let them do it. It's up to them. But again, at what level do you want? The PERS board is not accountable to you and I as taxpayers. So I also think if I'm a public employee, and say I was in Ascension's healthcare system, and I see this change happen, and now Blue Cross Blue Shield allows me to say, you know, I want to go to Ascension. I'd be concerned. Well, guess what? Not until the scrutiny started was there an agreement between Sanford and Ascension to say, you know what? This plan will take both. Well, I would say that's a victory for oversight. You know, I don't think you want micromanagement, but I think you want oversight. Where's the line? We'll talk with Rich Wardner about that at the bottom of this hour. And other things about the recently completed legislative session from the Senate perspective with the Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner coming up in a little bit. But that came up with Al, so I broached that question for you as well here today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One texter that says, they're texting me now, Todd. How about that? They're supposed to text you. But they're texting me now.
Well, obviously, no reason they can't text you, too.
Yeah, and you can text Todd. What's your number?
701-226-8503. 701-226-8503.
West Fargo teacher now qualified for politics. is the text that I got.
Ouch. Yeah.
Good grief. That's the crowd you hang out with. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a position in the Clinton campaign.
Yeah. Ouch.
I hear you. Here's some calls that came in off the air during our break on the topics we're chatting about today. But if these float your boat, great. Weigh in. If they don't, let us know. We have two new presidential candidates in the GOP race. Ben Carson announcing as we speak that he is a candidate for president of the United States. Dr. Ben Carson. And also Carly Fiorina, the former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, announced as well today that she's a candidate for president. So there's one other bit of news rolling around here today. Here's a call.
I just wanted to call and make a comment about this teacher over in Fargo. You know, he probably did some questionable things, and that's not really the question here. We all know that. But how come I have not heard anybody say one thing about her part in this story? She is held liable as well. It doesn't take just one person. And I don't care if people can talk this and that about, you know, she's an influential kid. We all know that kids that age make up their own mind about what they want and what they don't want to do. So I just think that we're treading on some thin ice here, putting all the responsibility on an adult when clearly she has responsibilities as well.
All right. I'm not sure what you're getting at. You seem to be dancing around it when you say responsibility. She was 17 years old when this occurred and was a vulnerable student in that she had some issues with the death in her family. And, you know, to me, teacher, student, there's really no ambiguity in what the responsibilities and roles are there. In my mind, at all. Another call?
And I personally don't have any use for wind towers. They're building a wind tower farm right near where I live. I figured that, well, they're going to be coming in anyway. I might as well sign up for it. And they said that we're going to get probably two or three on our land. And, you know, they have the lease on the land and everything. Well, turns out they put them just across the fence line from our land onto somebody else's land. So I get paid zero for it, and I have to look at these ugly things and hear them woof, 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 or like that whenever the wind's in the right direction. Whenever I hear them, I think somebody's driving into my yard, and I have to run out to see who's out there, but it's these stupid wind towers out there making nothing. And I know if I have to sit there and look at them, at least I think I should be constant. Board, but that's just not the way it works.
All right, appreciate that call. Let's go to Patricia in West Fargo. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Patricia.
Yes, I'd like to ask the listeners to think about the teacher's scope of practice. In most schools, and I would think in the West Fargo school, they have guidance counselors. And I would think that in getting hired, there would be protocols established that the teacher should know about when to refer a student who's in distress, in case, like this young lady with the death of her father, onto a guidance counselor instead of acting as a guidance counselor. And
yeah,
given that there were 93 interactions between this teacher and the student, it's definitely an indication this man was grooming her for something. I'm not indicating what, but he should have, you know, when she was coming to him like the second or third time to discuss her feelings and her grief, he should have referred her to a professional guidance
counselor. Absolutely, Patricia. I couldn't agree with you more. That's why, to me, this guy is guilty as it is long of an inappropriate relationship with a student, okay? And just what we factually know, whether it ever crossed the line, which, you know, a jury didn't have enough information evidently to make that case. That's why I'm saying, would you hire this person back, just knowing that lapse of judgment happened to the extent of what we already know?
Absolutely not, and that's based on the law in loco parentis, because while the student is with the teacher, he's acting not only as a teacher but as an adult to be trusted. And that is taking advantage of that vulnerable person at that time. there's a very good book out there called Without Conscience, and it's about people who are predatory. And this very much applies to that. And who I question is the school board. Why didn't they have protocols in place saying, okay, when a student comes and talks to you about whatever issue, your job as a history teacher is to teach history, not to become a personal guidance counselor.
Right, and I know that's how it's normally done. I don't know about protocols or, you know, guidelines or what. Those are issues, obviously, they'll hopefully emerge when the decision is made on whether or not you rehire him or not. But, Patricia, appreciate that call. Thanks very much. Tom and Dickinson, let me squeeze you in with your comment here before the break. Go ahead, Tom.
Hello.
Are you there, Tom?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I just had a question about the, you know, that legislature that was sending crude photos of himself on some kind of chat room deal. I read it in the paper, but I haven't heard much about it. Maybe
hang on 1 second, if you would, Tom. We're tight on the break. I want to give you a chance to get all of your point out. Just hang on. Coming up after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Spring has sprung. A chase on the lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Coppador Aveda Spa and the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff this summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th and includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for 3 nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
North Dakota made some history today. The Dakota Prairie Refinery out by Dickinson, it's cranking. How about that? First refinery of its kind built in the U.S. in nearly 40 years has commenced operations. Begun producing diesel fuel and expected to begin sales of diesel as the plant ramps up this month. How about that? MDU Resources and Calumet are the co-owners, joint owners and operators of that refinery. But they put out that announcement today. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, Tom and Dickinson, you had a question about legislator that was in the news.
Did he resign or what happened? It just seems like somebody representing our state to act like that is, I don't know if there's a company in the state of North Dakota that would fire somebody for doing something like that. So what I read in the newspaper made it sound like he was trying to come across as some kind of hero or something, like he came out of the closet. But I mean, like, isn't this like super inappropriate behavior? I guess I just haven't heard much about what happened after that.
Yeah, no. The palace intrigue on the thing was that he has long been threatened that if he didn't vote the way that the Democrats or the gay lobby thought that he should vote, that they were going to out him as gay. So and evidently they followed through on that promise. And so that was one part of it. The way that he was outed evidently was they sent some 20 something individual that evidently spends time on a particular app that is popular in the gay community, in which you exchange information, and that includes sometimes explicit photos of yourself in the community. And so this youngster goes into the Fargo Forum and says, "See, look at this guy here, and he voted against Senate Bill 2279. Isn't that horrible?" So it was a lot of really unseemly behavior all the way around, if you ask me. Now, as far as the photo, I mean, I shake my head at the fact that this goes on. This is evidently something that happens within the gay community. They have apps and their hookup sites, and they exchange photos of things that you shouldn't be exchanging photos of. It's unbelievable. But it isn't among consenting adults. It doesn't make it right in my book, but it isn't anything illegal. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, so there's two areas of integrity here. He was threatened, and so he voted against his conscience, and then he also is posting pictures of himself, on inappropriate pictures. I'm just like, it just seems kind of a shame that somebody like that's representing our state and making decisions for the betterment of the rest of us. I don't know. I read it, and I was like, I guess I'm thinking I might read something like that in New York City or something, but North Dakota, I'm just not getting it. It doesn't make any sense to me. So hopefully the voters of Fargo or wherever he's from remember this, so he can get voted out. I don't know if the legislature can actually censor him or something. I have no idea, but something seems like it needs to be done because it's just a huge lapse of integrity here that I'm
sure. I don't know that I would agree with you on the vote part of it, only that, obviously an individual can... Just because an individual is of a particular sexual a preference, orientation, doesn't mean necessarily they agree with, that there needed to be special protection in the law. I don't think that means he's voting against his conscience. I think it just, and he explained that, he even said he would probably have voted in favor of if the language perceived as gay wasn't in there. I tell you, the big thing on Senate Bill 2279 in my mind was it was fraught with all kind. It was a lawyer, bonus program is what it was. It was going to guarantee all kinds of things, and the things you've seen in other places about, okay, you're a baker and I go to you and say you're gonna make a cake for my gay wedding, and I say no, that violates my conscience. I'd rather you find a different baker. Then I can haul you into court. There were all kinds of things that were going to happen from that. I argue. By design, I think they prefer having the issue to walk around and say Republicans, don't like gay people and Republicans are for discrimination rather than wanting to fix any problem. Because, a problem was not demonstrated in any measurable way, number one. And number two, the bill, the way it was drafted, was horrible. It was just plain horrible. So I think there has to be, I don't think that can happen by accident. I think that's almost by design, but...
Well, I was just, you know, I was just curious because I hadn't heard much about it, and I know that I would think that, you know, like I said, I don't think there's a company in North Dakota that, you know, finds out that somebody's sending nude pictures of themselves on a website.
Interesting that you bring that up, because I wonder if that would be a firing offense. Certainly wouldn't be under 2279.
It has nothing to do with gay or I don't even like using that word, but homosexual or normal people. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with just inappropriate behavior representing your company.
I don't disagree with you, Tom. And I think ultimately what's going to happen in this case is the voters are going to have to decide whether it is or isn't. You're right.
Yeah, because I know if you did this, I bet KFYR would fire you. You know, so I would think so.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Tom. Thanks a bunch. Lots of comments on the question of the West Fargo teacher and whether if there is a mistrial or not guilty stands in the rest of these counts here, what will happen? Should he get his job back? Rachel said, why shouldn't he? But would he want his job back? Colleen says, yes, he should get his job back. And he should get a public apology from his accuser. Oh, wow. I don't think Colleen understands the difference between not guilty and innocent. Dan says, just look at it from the facts following the jury deliberation. On three counts, 12 jurors not guilty. On the remaining two counts, 11 of the 12 not guilty. What part of beyond a reasonable doubt is not being demonstrated here? 11 of the 12 jurors heard all of the evidence and felt he was not guilty on all five charges. Why is this being debated? Marcia says, yes, if he wants his job back. But here's the question I think we're missing here. This came up more in the first hour than the second hour. Set aside what he's been found not guilty of. What we know, and he acknowledges, 93 calls, all the texts, one call 4 hours in length, calls after 10 p.m., after midnight. You think that's conduct, becoming a teacher? That's appropriate student-teacher relationship? To me, what we know is enough to say, no, that's not a chance. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. And by the way, they have some great deals now on low-interest financing. So if you're looking to upgrade on a sprayer, the best of the best is that Apache sprayer, by the way. You can get some low-interest financing right now. They also have some great deals on used self-propelled sprayers. And, of course, they're your ET Ag Center, which means if you need a part, they have the part. That's right. 50,000 of the most popular name brand parts in the application industry under their roof. At either their Fargo location or their Mandan location, Madison, South Dakota location. If you need it, they have it. Simple as that. And they don't, they'll have it to you in a day or two. Stop and see them right across from Bonanza, across Main on Eastside Court in Mandan. Or give them a call there at 701-663-2375, south of Fargo, actually, Frontier. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. More coming up. We'll chat with Senator Rich Wardner next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott will get you a better night's sleep. That's right, folks. Simple as that. If you go to MyPillow.com and then enter promo code Scott, we'll get you a 2-for-1 deal. It's half off by my math. I'm no Rhodes Scholar, like our new chancellor of the higher ed system, but I'm pretty sure that's 50% off on the 2-for-1 deal. Todd, would you get a calculator out and confirm that by the end of the end?
I don't have a calculator handy, but it sounds about right. Yeah.
Does it sound right? Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, in addition to that, you're going to get some improvement in snoring problems, insomnia, neck pain, migraines, fibromyalgia, allergies, sleep apnea, RLS, TMJ. It's helped a lot of folks. In fact, if you go to MyPillow.com, there's a whole link called Testimonials where you can find out about that. So that's really cool. It's made in the USA, too. I like that. They're just celebrating their 10-year anniversary. And Michael Lindell, the owner, tells a great story of actually being at the State Fair in Minot over the years and talking with folks about products that they would like that could make their life better. And that's how this all came to be. He ended up, you know, just getting so much input, being at all these different fairs and festivals and whatnot, that put together this product and got a patent for it. And now it's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation and employing hundreds of folks and selling thousands of pillows. It's really a neat deal. 50% off when you use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com or call this number, 800-506-9028. And get on your way to ending the snoring and ending the insomnia and neck pain and everything else with MyPillow. 26 before the top of the hour, we're pleased to be joined now by the Senate Majority Leader, Rich Wardner, Republican from Dickinson, recapping as we did last hour from Al Carlson's perspective, this hour from Rich Wardner's perspective, the 64th Legislative Assembly and how things wrapped up. Thanks for joining us, Senator. How are you?
Very well today. Thanks, Scott.
Today? Yeah, you had a few days to sort of rest up. That's quite a grind, that session, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It was quite intense the last month. There was a lot of issues that had to be settled, so feels kind of good to be done with the session right now.
What are you most proud of? What, as you look back at the accomplishments over 78 days of legislative business, what are the highlights?
Well, first of all, I guess the funding for Western North Dakota, we had three bills that the surge, the formula bill, and the bucket bill. I won't go into all of them, but they all provided funding for Western North Dakota so that we can get caught up and take care of the infrastructure and meet the needs of the people out here. The other thing I was pleased with, I think we took care of the basic priorities that we had, and we still were able to maintain a $200 million ending fund balance because we're unsure of the revenues. And then the other thing, and the last thing I want to say, is that we are spending less money from the general fund this biennium than we did this past one. So we did cut the budget. Just so you know, it was in one-time spending where we made the cuts. When you talk about ongoing spending, of course, that increased some, but it was a very modest increase, like about 4.4% annual increase. So those are some high points that I was quite pleased
with. Good question or comment for Senator Wardner. They're certainly welcome today on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You mentioned the bucket bill. And obviously the surge funding, the infrastructure funding, got a lot of attention and was done early on in the session. Then there was the debate over the formula change, and obviously the reduction in the price of oil prevented what your original plan was there in reversing the flow of those dollars to 60% to the oil-impacted counties and cities and 40% to the state. But the state, the counties did get a little bit of a bump. Oil-impacted regions got a little bit of a bump to 30%. But this bucket bill, I think, didn't get necessarily a lot of attention, but is sort of a remedy for the formula change not happening the way you wanted and a way for the oil-impacted communities to ride along with oil prices. Explain what works in that bucket bill now and let folks know.
Well, thank you, Scott. The bucket bill is the last bucket to be filled is called the Strategic Improvement and Investment Fund. We call it SIF. And of course, that builds up over the biennium. It's cash at the end of the biennium to use on strategic improvement. Well, the Western oil counties are going to get 30% of that. And our argument was this, that if there's no money in it, we won't get anything. But if there is money in it, then we will get some money, and that will be able to offset our differences between, you know, we were going to ask for 60% in the formula bill, but we only got 30. And the reason we got 30 is because the downturn in the price of oil. And when you have a downturn in the price of oil, you have to be sensitive to other needs. And so we gave that up. But this simply says that if more revenue comes in from oil taxes, then the counties and the cities and the school districts and the townships are going to share in that out here.
And it isn't something you have to vote on again or debate or anything else. It's just the dollars are in there. They get X percent and are doled out annually, or how does that work?
Well, there's times. It's usually the second year of the biennium. I think March 1st is the date that they would come into fruition. Remember that the SIF fund is the last one to fill, so there won't be any money in it until the second year of the biennium. But, you know, we will take it whenever we can get it to help with infrastructure out here.
Yeah, but I guess the significance for the oil-impacted regions is that there's some certainty. I mean, they know that if the price is up and that bucket is filling, X percent of that bucket is they can tag it for infrastructure needs and know that it isn't going to be a maybe or a hope or a wish. It's there. It's some permanence going forward, right?
Right. You got it. It's exactly the way it is.
Yeah, that's pretty significant. I hadn't heard the other thing you mentioned about the general fund expenditures being less than last session, which doesn't happen often. So you're saying nothing about, you know, percentage of growth being reduced or anything like that. It's just actual real dollars the general fund is cranking out more in the next biennium than it did in the last biennium?
Well, that's right. And I don't want to try to trick people here, because you got to understand, first of all, general fund, there's general fund and total fund. When you talk about the total fund spent, that includes special fund or special funded agencies like WSI and Game and Fish, and also included in all total funds is federal dollars that come into the state and that are spent. General fund is only money that are collected here in the state from the income and the sales tax, for example. So we always watch our general fund to make sure that we can take care of it. But you need to understand that when I said we cut from last time, most of it was one-time spending. We didn't build as buildings. We cut money to probably, we still spent a lot of money on roads, but we still cut that back. And there were other one-time funding sources that we cut back. With that being said, you need to understand that there was some growth in the ongoing, because, Scott, we had to add some employees in the health department, the environmental section. We had to add employees for the corrections. We had to add employees for the Department of Mineral Resources. If we don't, they're way behind. And if we don't take care of it here in the state, then the federal government will. And so there were some demands there. And, of course, you have some salary increases and stuff like that. But my point is that on the ongoing general fund dollars, it was like about a 4.4% increase, which I think is very, very good.
I want to ask you about another issue that's been the subject of, you know, some, I guess, you know, hand-wringing, the way the session ended, and a significant difference between the House and the Senate, specifically over the health insurance and the governance of such of state employees by PERS. Al Carlson was here last hour, and he said, you know, at some point we're going to have to get back together and decide that, but didn't seem to have given much in the position on the House side. I know that was obvious difference in the Senate side. He pointed out originally that there was some support for that effort on the part of the leadership from you and also Max Schneider. But in the end, obviously, there was a vote that went down overwhelmingly in the Senate, differing from the House version on that. His point is that scrutiny with you know, of taxpayer dollars for 65,000 employees is important, and cited, for instance, the decision by Sanford to strike a deal with Essentia to make sure their employees got there as one example of, if we're not involved, that doesn't happen. What's your position on this difference at the 11th hour?
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue about whether Essentia and Sanford would have finally got up together and got a contract. There's no question there were some issues there. And when this bill was put in, it did cause them to get serious. But here's the thing that the Senate took a standpoint. First of all, there was a contract signed, a legitimate contract between the PERS board and Sanford. So some of the issues come after the contract is signed, and that's one of some of the issues we had. First of all, for example, in the contract it says you can, every 2 years you can take a look at it, but you will get your contract renewed up to 6 years unless something really happens. Well, that's important to the Sanford company because they got to ramp up for this. They can't have this for 2 years unless they do a poor job. We can then get rid of them in 2 years. And so in the bill, it says every 2 years you must bid the contract. Well, that was a breach of the contract that was signed by Sanford and PERS. Also, there was another issue in there called PBMs, or their pharmaceutical budget managers. There was supposed to be an audit for them. They don't even work for the state. They work for the insurance company. And so we had a question why we would be want to be involved in that. The ones that felt that it was necessary was that somebody isn't doing a very good job of auditing. Well, they are audited. Also, provider discount rates. And that was one of the issues between Essentia and Sanford. They were debating over the discount rate. When Sanford comes into to a provider, you know, they negotiate, we're going to send all these customers to you, therefore you should give us a discount. And so that is between private contractors. So we need
hold that thought if you would, Senator. We're up against a break here, so we'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Senator Rich Wardner with us on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them, where the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America fuel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. They've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts $2 for $1, or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, PetroServe USA. You can find them, by the way, at a location near you, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way eastward down to I-94 and into Minnesota, up to Bemidji, Wahpeton, Grafton. They're in many places now. So, and today might be the perfect day for the 4-for-4 special, where you get four items for $4. How's that for a deal? Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Great way to go. Continuing our conversation now with Senator Rich Wardner, wrapping up the 64th Legislative Assembly, ended last week Wednesday, and so we're chatting with Senator Wardner about the recently completed session. So before the break, you were talking a little bit about this debate over the PERS situation. Go ahead and let you finish your comments on that, Senator.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott. Well, first of all, you know, when we come back or if we do have to debate this some more, we'd like to talk about prospective. In other words, looking forward, making the changes, not while the contract was just signed. So we're very, very much open to that. The other thing is that if we make some of these changes that are being proposed by the House, we could be in for a real lawsuit. And the other thing that I want to point out is that the PERS board does represent all the different factions of the retirement and the health insurance, because they're all state employees. Political subs are involved in this, too, schools, counties, and so forth. So they're all represented on the PERS board, and so we think that the board is fine the way it is. We are open to adding a couple of legislators. We don't have a problem with that. The House had four and kicked off two of the existing PERS board members. So those are some differences, and, you know, we're willing to sit down and talk about going forward, not so much at the current time.
And where does that go from here? At some point, is there a deadline on when you do need to, you know, reconvene, get some folks together and figure out the differences between the two and what to do going ahead?
Well, Scott, just so all of your listeners know, the policy bill, the stuff on the Sanford and PERS board contract was tacked on to a budget bill. That's what the issue was. It was tacked on to the PERS budget bill. And so that's one of the things that we didn't like too much, is to have it, instead of having it a stand-up, alone bill and debate it, it was tacked on. Well, as we move forward, will PERS have a budget? Well, they tell me, and we'll be looking into it some more today and tomorrow, but it looks like PERS has a continuing appropriation that they have to provide benefits. They have to provide premiums. They have to take care of all this. In order to do that, they got to have staff. So we got to look into that. And Scott, at this point, we may or may not be back to take a look at this issue. If PERS can be funded, it's over. Then we'll just have to wait till next session and make the adjustments then.
Listener wants to know what amount of money was used for wage increases and how much money is spent on new employees.
Well, I can't tell you exactly on how much money is paid on new employees. The wage increase was 3% and 3% for across the board. For state employees, teachers, all the different groups.
All right, a couple minutes left here, Senator. Anything that didn't get the attention you think it deserved? I mean, sometimes we focus on a handful of things that really are the big stories in the legislative session, and folks that are in the trenches that are working go, you know, why aren't more folks paying attention to this? Anything you think didn't get the attention it should have this session?
Well, first of all, I want to say that even with this little difference of opinion at the end, we worked very hard and got along very well between the House and the Senate. I want all of the people in North Dakota to know that the leadership in the House and the leadership in the Senate spent many hours together working out details. We worked very hard, and so I'm very pleased with that. Also, I'd like to point out that we did make a change in the oil tax, and we got rid of the triggers that trigger on the incentives. And now some people think that, you know, that wasn't important. It was, because every 5 to 6 years, oil cycles down close to those in tax incentives. And if they trigger and you have those incentives, it wipes out all or most of the profits that you've made when you were getting a higher price and at 11.5%. So what we did, Scott, is we went to a flat 10%, got rid of all the triggers for exemptions, because they were onerous. And a reverse trigger was put in on the top end, that if the price of oil goes over $90 a barrel, then after 90 days, it's at 11%, not 10%. And so I think we came out with a good product on that. And I know that there are people that are, you know, they're not so sure that was a good deal. The oil companies got off. But I'm going to tell you, as we move forward, Scott, It's going to stabilize, and I'll tell you what, oil companies are going, the oil industry are going to invest in North Dakota. It's going to mean jobs. It's going to mean more revenue into the general fund because that's our sales tax and our income tax.
All right. Thanks for the review of a busy 78 days of legislative business. Senator Rich Warden, appreciate the time very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, friends, we're out of time for today. Where does the time go? But guess what? Good news, we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Same place on your radio dial. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Nesbitt Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesbitt on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesbitt Consulting Service, go to nesbittconsulting.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.